Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
And now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. What we do almost every Friday here on Issues Etc. is go back through the conversations we've had in the previous week, the guests and the topics. And sometimes we're able to do this along the way. We're able to, when a guest is saying something particularly brilliant or memorable, kind of mark the place in our minds and come back to it, because we want you to hear it again. That's what makes for a good soundbite of the week. We always assemble four of these soundbites, and then we leave it up to you, our listeners, to choose which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, all you need to do is listen to the soundbites and then get ready to vote. You vote by giving us a call, and those who vote by phone get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email us your vote right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote every Friday gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, live this Friday afternoon, February the 25th. Now, we play all four of them, and then I want your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first for your consideration this week, Pastor Heath Curtis, why stick to a Christian lectionary?
The first thing it will do is protect you from yourself. You are going to develop your own favorite Bible verses, your own favorite way of thinking about the faith, and you need to be pushed outside of that. For example, I would never, ever, ever choose to preach on the parable of the unjust steward. I find that very difficult to preach on. What does Jesus mean with this parable? But every year, I have to struggle with that because there it is in the lectionary. Likewise, in your devotional life, you need to be protected from that, being too selective. The other thing, though, that we need to be protected from is the great shotgun approach. Reading the whole Bible every year is a very good discipline, but woe betide you if you also lose sight of the trees for the sake of the forest. The Bible is about Jesus. The lectionary keeps you connected to that. The lectionary is going to teach you to find Jesus on every page while you're reading your whole Bible in a year or whole Bible in 2 years. It's going to keep your laser-like focus there on Christ and his cross, telling his story to you week in and week out and over the course of the year.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, on why stick to the lectionary. Should it be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call votes get to vote first, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from a regular guest, one of our listeners' favorites, Dr. John Warrett Montgomery, talking about Jerry Falwell, Anwar Sadat, and some very good wine.
Sadat was very disturbed that American evangelicals simply go along with Israel no matter what, the Zionist approach. And so he invited a dozen influential American religionists to his home in Aswan. And I was one of these people. Then one of the other members of this group was Jerry Falwell, the late Jerry Falwell. And at this dinner in Cairo, I saw this wonderful wine, and the dinner went on, and no wine was served to our table. And I said, "Why is this?" And they said, "Well, the head of your delegation said that none of you drinks wine." And I said, "Well, For one thing, there isn't any head of the delegation. We are all equal, and bring on the Chateauneuf-du-Pape. That was a 1964 Chateauneuf-du-Pape, and absolutely memorable. I can taste it today.
All right, that's soundbite number two from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Fond memories of, well, if not Jerry Falwell, at least the wine served by Anwar Sadat when Jerry Falwell was there. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Albert Pujols just after he showed up to a training camp down in Florida, and he's being asked about his stalled contract negotiations.
Is it tough to not be emotional about something like this with a city you love and a team you've always been with?
You know what, man? I got my hope in Jesus Christ, buddy. And when you have hope on hand, you know, you can't be emotional about it. It's part of negotiation with the Cardinals. I have so much respect for this organization. They gave me the opportunity to play 11 years ago, you know. And no matter what went down yesterday, because we stopped that deadline, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be a Cardinal. We just put that stop when you had to put a deadline, because you don't want to bring all this distraction into this ball club. And we have a great team, and our goal is hopefully to win a championship this year.
All right, that's soundbite number three. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week this week, then just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. If you're voting by phone, you get to vote first. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, by email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number four is right around the corner. It comes from Pastor Ben Ball. We were talking with him about church discipline, and a caller raised a very interesting question about whether a pastor should fear a lawsuit stemming from church discipline. Here's his answer.
Well, if a pastor is afraid of that, he's got no business being a pastor. A pastor who exercises the office of the keys and speaks the word of the retaining of sins, he does that in the place and in the stead of Jesus Christ. And if he's afraid of getting sued, well, then he needs to find a different calling or vocation. Now, that might seem kind of harsh, but the law is harsh. See, the whole point of this is so that sinners might be forgiven and be broken out of the chains that are binding them of impenitence and unbelief. The only way that can happen is for a pastor to say, "Thus says the Lord, you are the man." When the prophet spoke to the king of Israel and Judah and said, "You're the man." David could have had the prophet thrown in prison, killed. David had already killed Bathsheba's husband Uriah. And so preachers, prophets of today, can't be afraid of any kind of civil repercussions for anything. We have to speak and speak with boldness and confidence, knowing that it's the Lord's word anyway. What can man do to us?
That was soundbite number four. Now it's time to vote for soundbite of the week. And the next 10 minutes of the program are all for your votes. You get to choose soundbite of the week. The best vote will get the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote for soundbite of the week, 877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're not already a fan there, just click like, and you'll become one of them with just the click of a button. Should it be Pastor Heath Curtis, "Why Stick to the Lectionary?" That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on Jerry Falwell, Anwar Sadat, and good wine? Should it be soundbite number three, Albert Pujols on his stalled contract negotiations? He says he's trusting Jesus. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Ben Ball on whether or not a pastor should fear lawsuits from church discipline. 877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your vote's next.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. steadfastlutherans.org.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, the 25th of February. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package for having the best vote. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's the LPR bundle package. All you got to do is call and vote for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com, or by email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or as I mentioned, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone callers get top priority, 877-623-6943. From Sterling Heights, Michigan, Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I like the using lectionary because it stops pastors from getting on hobby horses and from preaching sinner-sensitive sermons.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. So that's one vote for Soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, on why stick to the lectionary. What about the rest of you? 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. A text from Eric in St. Louis. He's voting for soundbite number two because John is so down to earth. Yes, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, you wouldn't think it, but he actually is very down to earth. Eric, thanks very much for listening in St. Louis. Thomas listens in Texas. He says, I have to go with number one, Pastor Heath Curtis here. He shows how the pastor best serves the flock of Christ by submitting to the lectionary. This keeps him preaching the whole counsel of God and not just his own pet subjects. As Pastor Curtis pointed out, even pastors will prefer to avoid certain texts, and the lectionary helps keep him his ordination vows concerning preaching and teaching to instruct young and old in Christian doctrine. Thank you very much. Thomas, thanks for listening in Texas. This one comes from Facebook from Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico. He says, I vote for number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, because not all Christians have Baptist sensitivities. Quite true, and Dr. Montgomery doesn't have a Baptist sensitivity in his body, not a Baptist bone in his body. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, I've been to Cairo myself, referencing Dr. John Warwick Montgomery's visit with Anwar Sadat at the capital of Egypt, and the Nile at night is beautiful. I can imagine the scenery that Dr. Montgomery was privileged to see, but I have to go with Pastor Heath Curtis. Several years ago, I went to a church where the pastor on Mother's Day praised his mother and the wonderful things about motherhood, but then the same year on Father's Day brought the hammer of the law on fathers, detailing how we had failed, without mentioning how our Heavenly Father continues to serve us because of his Son. The lectionary is bigger than the U.S. holiday calendar. It is in Scripture where we find Jesus. Smartest listeners in radio, by the way. And Dan in Columbus, thank you very much. Mike is listening in Kansas City. Mike, welcome.
Good afternoon, Pastor. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, Etc. It's a great resource. I'd like to vote for Pastor Curtis because here this past couple of weeks I've been looking a little more closely at Rick Warren's Daniel diet. And in his Daniel diet, he says himself one of the reasons he went onto that was because he himself was 90 pounds overweight. So I think what Rick Warren needs is not a Daniel diet. Rick Warren needs a lectionary.
Thank you very much. And Mike, I'm putting your name down. You're in the running for the LPR bundle package for best vote there. Let's see. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana says, Dr. Montgomery shows the character of a true Lutheran Christian. The soundbite reminded me of a pastor attending a recent prison ministry event with me. As we were leaving the prison after the event, he commented that, quote, we really need to get home because I need a beer and I'm looking forward to one of your home brews, end quote. Truly a pastor after my own heart, Dr. Montgomery is in that same category. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Montana, Jerry. Still plenty of time for your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, why stick to the lectionary? Soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, Jerry Falwell, Anwar Sadat, and Good Wine, all in the same room, interestingly enough, at one time. Albert Pujols is soundbite number three, talking about his stalled contract negotiations, and he continues to trust Jesus. And Pastor Ben Ball, should a pastor fear lawsuits from church discipline? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for February, for just a couple more days, is called Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal. It has some of the best minds on this, both a historical perspective, a theological perspective, and it's a revisiting of the subject of natural law, which is long overdue on the part of Lutherans. Find out more about this book at our website, issuesetc.org, where you can browse before you buy, or order Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal. Jason in Cedar Park, Texas says, soundbite number four is his vote because pastors need to be theologians of the cross. That's a vote for Pastor Ben Ball, should a pastor fear lawsuits from church discipline. Alicia, listening in Korea, says, number one, I need to be protected from myself. Following the lectionary moves me from a focus on what I'm doing, reading the Bible in a year, to what God did through Christ. Praise be to God. Alicia, thank you very much for listening in Korea. And again, smartest listeners in radio. Here's Donna listening in St. Louis. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for, Donna?
Well, I am voting for number four. I tuned in just in time to hear that the contest was starting and just really admired his courage to say that. I think we're living in a time when we are surrounded by mediocrity and too much liberalism, in my opinion. You know, everybody has the right to their own judgments, but I'll tell you, I think it's going to take some courage and backbone. And I just really admired his, again, just courage is the word that comes to mind.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Earl in Houston, Texas. That's the third vote from Texas today. We must have the Texas contingent out. He says, I love two, but my vote must go to number one. It protects us from bunny trails. Yes, that is those well-worn ruts that we often follow. Derek in Seward, Nebraska says, I will have to say that number one is my favorite soundbite, while all four are good. Pastor Curtis has really challenged me concerning my Bible reading. I think it's very easy to slip into works righteousness when you make it a goal to read the Bible in a year. Like Pastor Curtis said, it can be a worthy goal to read the scriptures in a year, but if we are just absorbing the bare words on the page, what good is it to us? Thanks, love the show, and keep up the good work. Of course, Pastor Curtis is talking there about finding Christ on every page, and he actually is there in the words of every page. Thanks for listening in Nebraska, Derek. Don in Junction City, Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number one by Pastor Heath Curtis. Jesus told his church in Matthew 28:20, quote, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. The lectionary will keep the pastor and the congregation focused on what Jesus has commanded and not on what some human being would like. To get rid of the lectionary is often the first step toward apostasy. Dom, thanks for listening in Kansas. Janet listens in Livonia, Michigan. She votes for soundbite number four. Fear of lawsuits is a lack of trust in God's provision and shows a real lack of care for the flock. Janet, thanks for listening in Michigan. Well, the winner this week for soundbite of the week, soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis. Again, why stick to the lectionary?
The first thing it will do is protect you from yourself. You are going to develop your own favorite Bible verses, your own favorite way of thinking about the faith, and you need to be pushed outside of that. For example, I would never, ever, ever choose to preach on the parable of the unjust steward. I find that very difficult to preach on. What does Jesus mean with this parable? But every year, I have to struggle with that because there it is in the lectionary. Likewise, in your devotional life, you need to be protected from that, being too selective. The other thing, though, that we need to be protected from is the great shotgun approach. Reading the whole Bible every year is a very good discipline, but woe betide you if you also lose sight of the trees for the sake of the forest. The Bible is about Jesus. The lectionary keeps you connected to that. The lectionary is going to teach you to find Jesus on every page while you're reading your whole Bible in a year or whole Bible in 2 years. It's going to keep your laser-like focus there on Christ and his cross, telling his story to you week in and week out and over the course of the year.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Issues, etc. Soundbite of the Week, number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, why stick to the lectionary? Let's see, the LPR bundle package is going to go to Alicia in Korea. I always like to send those bundle packages out to our listeners so very far away. Thanks for listening there. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Alicia, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, that's helpful. talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., I want your answer to this question. It's been in the news a little bit. Should Christian congregations open their church buildings for Muslims needing a place for their worship? Think about that question, your answer, and give me a call Monday on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.